Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
And I will always love you.
So I mentioned this earlier. The texts, by the way, are great. 312 texter. Steve, love you. Mean it. 312. I like Steve, but he loves me. It's kind of awkward. So earlier this morning, I mentioned I saw this New York Times story about grown men being able to say I love you to each other. And the first person I thought of was Spike Odell. Because for years, Spike desperately tried to get Dave Ennett to tell him he loved him. And he barely did. He barely did.
I wouldn't say barely.
Good morning, Spike.
Good morning. Do you love me, Dave?
What am I going to say now? Spike, I love you.
I love you, too.
Spike, I love you.
I love you.
See? It's not so hard.
Mary, I love you.
Oh. Well, we haven't met Spike, so...
Why can't you say it?
I think he met me. Yeah. I love you, Mary. Oh, good. Thank God.
Mary does love Spike because she talks about him all the time.
I love both Marys.
Thank you, though.
How do you feel about Grzanich?
I don't know, Steve, but... maybe I could love him.
Maybe.
I'll take it.
So we were trying to track Spike down.
Brentwood, Tennessee, kids.
Yeah, we were trying to track Spike down this morning, and the word we got is he's running around like crazy. I thought you were retired. What are you running around like?
I was feeding my homing birds.
What? Oh, is that code for something?
Man. Oh. No, you just got to keep those hummingbirds fed. They're just coming in here like O'Hare Field. I'm the hummingbird whisperer. You know who the hardest person was to say I love you to, or to have him say it back?
Max.
I mean, Dave was tough, but Dave finally broke down every now and then. But
I did.
The hardest one was big, rough, and tough football player Tommy Waddle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, without a doubt. Yep.
Yeah,
yep,
Tommy, yep. I would say that to him, and he'd look at me like, are you nuts? I'm not going to say that. I'm a guy. I can't say that on the radio.
Plus, he was
finally, after a year of saying, Tommy, I love you, he broke down and said, I think I love you, too.
And
that was a win for me.
Waddle would admit he's a redneck from Cincinnati, and so it was tougher for him to get over that.
Yeah. Well, was that the big topic today of men saying I love you?
Yeah, as you can tell, the show's a little light today.
In all seriousness, that is something that we have done in our family forever. And before anybody leaves or when everybody leaves, that's the last thing we say. Bye, I love you. And to the grandkids, to my kids, to everybody, love you. It just automatically comes out.
And it doesn't, same way at my house, and it doesn't feel like you said goodbye until you say that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and there's nothing in the world wrong with that. And, you know, people might look at you funny, like, what are you saying that for? Well, so on the radio, I was doing it to be, you know, obnoxious and making it uncomfortable. But there's nothing wrong with getting in the habit of that.
Were you ever hurt when I didn't say it back?
Yes, I cried. You don't know how many times I cried on the Eisenhower.
You don't know how many times I had to meet.
An hour and a half ride home to cry.
You don't know how many times I had to meet Spike at the Cracker Barrel at 88 and 59 just to talk him off the ledge because you wouldn't say it.
Yeah, I was going to jump off one of those rocking horses.
Well, thanks for contributing because you are the grandfather of the I love you conversation this morning.
Well, I'm glad it finally sunk in after 30 years. Good Lord.
Well said by you. I'll let you go back to your bluebirds. And I understand you're painting now, but you're in a bluebird phase. Will you be painting other things?
I started taking my painting a little more seriously lately. And I'm actually going to put some stuff in an art show down here.
Wow.
So,
his paintings, they're unbelievable.
Do you paint woodpeckers?
Hey, look, now you're getting personal.
No.
Why you got to talk like that?
Well, because he had a solution for getting rid of them. I just, you know.
Yeah. That's outrageous. I don't know why Dave has to work blue just because you like bluebirds. I don't understand that.
Yeah. Well, you know how to do that, don't you? I had a cedar siding home up in Galena when we had a place up there. And every morning we were up there and the woodpeckers would pound on the side of that wood siding and wake us up at 5 in the morning. So I went and bought a box of poison pecker pellets.
That was a band I was in, the poison pecker pellets.
You played bass for that band, didn't you?
But they work. They work.
Yeah. Just remember. Yeah. Kids, if you learn anything from today's show, tell the people you care about, you love them, and get poison pecker pellets for woodpeckers.
Everybody, I love you.
Love you, Spike.
I love you, Spike.
Climax Blues Band. Get that song out. Ooh, I love you.
Oh, man. Drinking the hummingbird juice.
How great is Spike? All right. Headlines coming up, 720 WGN.
Stop loving everything.